Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, looky here, boys. There's a new tin horn in town. And who might you be, stranger?
The name's Witax, and I'm the new sheriff in town.
And what makes you so all-fired special, Mr. Witags?
Well, a lot of things, son.
Like what?
Well, like the fact I'm made from advanced thermopolyurethane and acetyl nylon to withstand extremes in heat and cold, as well as ultraviolet light, moisture, and mold.
Ooh, you don't say.
Yes, sir, I do say. Plus, I'm the only one-piece tag with the Sergi-Tip tag tip for a cleaner incision, faster healing, and better tag retention.
Go on.
And if that isn't good enough for you, I come with the deepest, darkest, 100% pure laser imprinting on the market. It's guaranteed for the life of the animal.
Well, barkeep, how about a drink from my new friend, Mr. Witags here?
This year, ask your livestock products dealer for the new Witags one-piece tagging system from Witags.
Our friend Mark Yates dropped by our studios this week to visit with us and review the last few weeks of this year's legislative session, which recently adjourned. Although things may have gotten a little heated towards the end of the session, with some legislators targeting wind energy tax incentives, Yates says that overall, everything came out just fine in the end and believes it was a good learning experience for lawmakers who he hopes now better understand the value that the wind industry brings to Oklahomans across the state and especially to our rural communities. Of course, we're referring to the debate over Senate Bill 888, which would have eliminated the refundability of certain tax credits to existing wind projects in the state. Ultimately, the bill was killed in the state Senate, but had it passed, Yates says it would have been detrimental to our state's business reputation.
Lawmakers were talking about, after the budget had been passed, to go back and retroactively do away with the refundability of those tax credits, which would have had a detrimental impact on the wind industry and really Oklahoma's business reputation. Unfortunately, that failed and did not come to life. But, you know, it was a very volatile couple of weeks. And ultimately, you know, kudos to the Senate. I think they've got it right. They made the right decision for the state of Oklahoma and its business reputation to honor its word to investors. You know, when we entice investment to the state of Oklahoma, it's very important that the state can be trusted and its word honored. And so the Senate got it right, and so we're appreciative of that. And hopefully through all of that, lawmakers were educated about, you know, how important these type of issues are and that we maintain our word to investors.
And with $74 million in ad valorem taxes paid to 26 counties and $48 million in annual lease payments to landowners, Yates says the wind industry is certainly contributing more than its fair share already. And he says it will continue to do so with more projects in the works, and each one with a viable lifespan of at least 25 to 50 years.
Oklahoma has some of the best wind resources, really, that you see around the globe. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas, this wind core, it's just a phenomenal resource. It's going to continue to expand, continue to grow. In Oklahoma, you know, with the abundance of natural gas that we have and then an infinite supply of wind, we're perfectly positioned for energy independence into the future. And we have copious amounts of energy that corporate America is now wanting to sign long-term contracts with. And so Oklahoma is in a really good position with our diversified energy portfolio.
Listen to Yates discuss the impact wind energy has had on our rural communities more in depth by clicking over to our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.